Seward, Nebraska, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. The Dort College Defenders and the Concordia Bulldogs getting set for a twin bill. The Dort College Ladies and Concordia Bulldogs warming up for this women's contest. The Dort College Defenders come into the contest 6-10 overall, 2-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, while the Concordia Bulldogs are 13-2 overall, 6-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here at the Sports Complex on the campus of Concordia University in Seward, Nebraska. I had the opportunity earlier today to visit with Coach Craig Steensma about tonight's contest. And the first item of business we talked about was a busy week for the Defenders, the third game of the week, all of them against ranked opponents. And tonight's contest, one in which the Dort College Defenders are taking on a team that is similar to the Briarcliff team that they faced on Monday evening. And Coach Craig Steensma took it from there.
Yeah, on the one hand, Briarcliff is a similar team to what Concordia does in terms of style and athleticism and depth. So, you know, that's kind of a nice thing when you get a kind of a free practice in terms of that. However, when it's, you know, your third game and they're all going to be very, very tough games in 1 week, yeah, it's, you know, a Monday seems like a long time ago and probably does for you as well. Looking forward to playing and looking forward to seeing how we can match up with Concordia here tonight.
Concordia, the opponent, and a team that's 13-2, 6-2 in the conference. The thing that jumped out at me is they don't have the great gaudy stats, but they have found a way to win 13 out of 15 games.
Yeah, they really get after you defensively. You know, they do a great job rebounding. They push the ball, and they pressure a lot. So, you know, they work extremely hard, and they work together, and they're pretty deep. So I think that's most of how they're getting things done.
What do you have to do against this team when you watch them and prepare for this game? What do you have to do well?
Well, we'll have to stop them. We'll have to get some defensive stops. And for that to happen, we'll have to take care of the ball and be back, you know, be sprinting back and then, limit them in terms of offensive rebounds. Those are the kind of always the main things for us. But when you're playing an up-tempo team, you know, I think it's going to be one of the most important keys is for us to be able to get back to have a chance to play some good defense.
They are going to press you on defensively. What do you do to counteract that?
Well, preparation is important, and handling the ball and squaring up is important, and just being smart and doing the things that we worked on in practice in terms of meeting the ball, passing the ball ahead, keeping the ball in the middle of the floor. Those are going to be really important things for us. So, we should be able to execute those things very well tonight. But to do it for 40 minutes, will be difficult.
What else do I need to know about this game as you prepare for Concordia? What are those other things that I need to know in watching that are critical?
Well, the start of the game, Michael, is very important for us. And also, I think a thing to watch is the quality of shots that we get. Can we break their press? Can we get the ball to good, positions on the floor? And what type of shots, what quality of shots are we getting? That would be something that we can talk about at halftime and say, you're doing a great job, or, we're turning over too much, or we're not getting the ball to places on the floor where we can score it.
As you've gone through this stretch, you've tried different things. What are there any changes from Monday and Wednesday that will become apparent as the game goes along?
Well, not really. We've made adjustments in practice to different things. We're going to have a different starting lineup again tonight, which is not a big surprise because we've done that pretty much all season. But we're gonna have Kayla Brookice and Kayla Gasink, starting on the wings, and so maybe that will give us a little bit better chance in terms of handling pressure, breaking press, attacking the basket.
Concordia's losses this year are to the Morningside Mustangs, 69-66, and Northwestern, 74-67. Bulldogs had a five-game winning streak snapped on Wednesday on the road in Orange City. The Bulldogs also had an eight-game winning streak to start this season. Concordia's averaging 78.9 points per game. They allow an average of 58.1 points per contest, hold a 44.7 to 37.3 rebounding advantage. The Bulldogs are limiting opponents to 37.4% shooting and make 39% of their field goal attempts. Concordia has attempted over 40% of their field goals from behind the three-point line to make 30% of those long shots. Concordia forces teams into 28.3 turnovers per game and give up the ball 18.1 points per contest. Kristen Cunahan scores 14.8 points per game and has made a team-high 43 three-point field goals. Amber Kistler knocks down 13.9 points per game and also has 28 made three-point shots. Lori Loboda and Katie Rich are averaging 8.7 and 8.3 points per game, respectively. Loboda is the leading rebounder with a 6.9 average, and Bailey Morris is handing out a team-high 3 assists per game. Cunahan, Rich, and Kistler all average 2.2 assists per outing. Loboda and Cunahan each have over 40 steals this season. The Defender women are 6-10 this season, 2-7 in the conference. They're scoring 61.3 points per game and allow 63.3 points per outing. Your college is allowing opponents 39.8% shooting from the floor and convert 39.7% of their own shots. The Defenders are led by Kara Van Dyke with a 10.8 points per game average. She gets 7.2 rebounds and converts 51.6% of her field goals. Rihanna Spronk has had 10.3 points per game, and she grabs 6.4 rebounds. Elise Marish dumps in 7.7 points per game, while Jamie Cook and Kayla Gasink, along with Jessica Gelsman and Danielle Boone, average between 6 and 7 points per game. Gelsman's leading the team with 2.5 assists per contest. The Concordia women lead this series 14-6. The Defenders won last year's meeting 71-61 after leading 34-31 at halftime in a game played in Seward. The game was played back on January 8, 2011. The game was the only meeting last year of the two teams. Julia DeCucuc and Brianna Spronk had 17 points each, with Amber Sotsma scoring 10 with 6 rebounds, 8 assists, and 2 steals. Concordia was paced by Kristen Cunahan's 13 points. She converted 3 of 10 three-point shots. The Concordia women were tripped up by Northwestern on Wednesday night, 74-67. Northwestern led 31-30 at halftime. Concordia made 22 of 65 shots, but allowed Northwestern to make 27 of 53, and the Bulldogs were out-rebounded 28-21. Conahad had 15, and Katie Rich scored 13. The Dort women lost to Hastings 75-48 on Wednesday, trailed 42-28 at halftime. Dort College was limited to 19 of 63 shooting, while Hastings made 48.3% from the floor. Dort College did out-rebound to the Broncos 39-38, but turned it over 19 times while forcing 13 turnovers. Jamie Cook scored 11 with 5 rebounds. Jessica Gelsma had 8 points. Tonight's broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing: insurance. Rodabor is an agent, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hovelman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. And by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Taking a look then at the starting lineups for tonight's contest. First of all, for the number 7 in the nation, Concordia Bulldogs, they will start number 14, Tracy Peets, a 5'10 freshman from Hardington, Nebraska, averaging 3.7 points per game. Lori Loboda is a 5'11 sophomore from Parker, Colorado. She is averaging 8.1 points per game. Kristen Conahan's a 5'5 sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 14.8 points per game. Amber Kistler is a 5'9 senior from Minnetaree, Nebraska, averaging 13.9 points per contest. And Brittany Bertel is a 6-foot sophomore from Madison, Nebraska, averaging 6.9 points per contest. For the Dort College Defenders, they will start number 3, Kayla Gasink, a 5'9 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 6.4 points per game. Kayla Brookice is a 5'5 sophomore from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 3.3 points per outing. Number 15 is Danelle Bowen, a 5'8 sophomore from Sibley, Iowa, averaging 6.1 points per game. Number 31 is Kara Van Dyke, a 6'2 sophomore from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 10.8 points per contest. And Jamie Cook is a 6'1 sophomore from Randolph, Wisconsin, averaging 6.6 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Shelvin, Orange City, Holyerton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs, 722-0707. Here's our national anthem. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a look at our partners who make this evening's broadcast possible. They include Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borensons.com. The dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We'll get started with our basketball game here in just a few moments. The introductions of the starting lineups having just occurred. I had hoped to pass along some final scores to you from around the Great Plains Athletic Conference, but technologically we are struggling this evening. Have lost internet connections. Phone service is not what you would hope it would be. So we are down to bare bones this evening. We hope to make it through our broadcast tonight, and all indications are we should be able to do that at least. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Van Inkelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grinewig is a broker. Opening tap controlled by the Dort College defenders. Kayla Gasink with it. Gets it over to Danelle Bone. Bone with a basketball on the right side, working against the Concordia defense. Out front, Gasink. Gasink into the lane. Back over to Brookice. Brookice out front. It comes to Cook. Cook gives it down low. Van Dyke. Van Dyke, 12-footer on the right side. Maybe even closer than that. We'll call it a 7-footer on the right side on the baseline, and she knocks it down. 2-point basket for Kara Van Dyke, and the defenders are up 2-0. 2-0 our score, Concordia basketball. They dump it down low to Lobota. Her shot no good. Rebound taken away by the Dort College defenders. Coming back the other way with it is Bone. Bone walks it across the half-court stripe. Bone with it on the wing. Spots up behind the three-point line. Now right side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke underneath to Cook. Cook crosses over, and she's called for steps. Jamie Cook tried to put the ball on the floor and was a little late in getting the ball on the deck. And the Dort College defenders turn the basketball over. Dort College with the basketball on the defense now. They drop it down low for Brittany Bertel. Bertel has it jarred loose by Jamie Cook, and here come the Dort College defenders. Dort College across the timeline leading 2-0. Danelle Bone with the basketball. Picks up her dribble. Goes right side over to Gasing. Bodies on the floor. Still more bodies on the floor. Four down after it. Now five. And a jump ball called alternating possession. It will be Concordia basketball. Concordia to inbound the basketball. And the Bulldogs get the basketball in. They feed it out front. Driving with the left hand is Pete's. Pete's two-point basket is good. We're tied up 2-2 as Pete's was able to go on in unhindered on the left side of the lane. Dropped in the layup. Here come the Dort College defenders back the other way. Bringing the ball up is Bone. Bone, middle of the floor, Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball at half court. Turns and gives it back over to Bone. Bone with it on the right side. Still has her dribble, picks it up, passes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, Brookice. Brookice underneath Cook. Cook turns, fires outside Bone. Bone fakes left, goes right, back over to Cook. Cook three on the way, off the heel, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Concordia and Amber Kistler. Kistler with the basketball. She gives it up to Conahan. Conahan drives the lane, puts it up with the right hand from the left side, no good. Rebound tapped out, last touch by Concordia. It's Dort College basketball on the floor. For the defenders, the original starting five of Gasink, Cook, Bone, Brookice, and Van Dyke. Long pass over the top intended for Gasink. She had a step on the player. The pass underthrown, though, and Pete's comes away with it. Now we've got a kick called on the Dort College defenders on the other end. So Jamie Cook unable to lay out that touchdown pass, if you will, on the pass over the top. Kayla Gasink had a step on the defensive player. Jamie Cook, Kayla Gasink, sometimes mix up the names. Swapping first names. Pass goes down low. Now they kick it back out front. Concordia with the basketball. Left side it's Lobota. Lobota, 17-footer, left wing, good. Lobota makes it 4-2. Concordia, four unanswered. Dort College with the basketball in the backcourt. Gasink gets it over to Cook. Cook over to Bone. Bone, left side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke facing up underneath to Cook. And Cook is fouled on the play by Bertel. Bertel whistled for the personal foul. So Bertel whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. Foul number one on the Concordia Bulldogs as well. Pass comes into Brookice. Brookice for the basketball. Gives it up. Now she calls for traveling. Couple of turnovers early by the Dort College defenders, and the Concordia Bulldogs get the basketball back. Walking the ball up is Conahan. Conahan across half court. Dort College looks like they're in a man-to-man defense. Pass left side. Three on the way. No good. Missed it by Kistler. Rebound tapped and controlled by Concordia. Conahan straight on three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Bertel, but a foul on the play called against Danelle Bone trying to box her out. Bone a little too aggressive on the box out. And the Concordia Bulldogs get the ball inbounded after the foul called on the rebound. Concordia has the basketball on the left side. Kistler. Kistler gives it left side. Bertel. Bertel. Jumper 15. Right side. No good. Rebound cleared out by Van Dyke. Van Dyke over to Bone. Bone will bring it up. Danelle Bone across the half-court stripe. Lost the dribble. Picks it back up. Still has it alive. Goes right side, Brookice. Brookice, Van Dyke facing up. Puts it on the floor down to the baseline. Her short jumper too strong, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Kistler. Kistler over the basketball. Kistler goes right side, Conahan, and Conahan's called for steps. Turnover gives the basketball back to the Dort College defenders. Inbounding the basketball will be Kayla Gasink. Gasink looking to pass it in. Her team down 4-2 in the turnover. Concordia got it on the turnover. Shot from the left side is up and down for Bailey Morris, and Concordia has opened up a 6-2 lead. 6-2 our score. They come back to Brookice. Brookice right side to Gasink. Gasink for the basketball. Gasink comes up to Cook. Cook with it down low. Van Dyke. Van Dyke double team. Ball jarred free. Coming up with it for Concordia is Kelsey Heiser. Concordia has the basketball. They go out front to Rich. Rich drops it down low. Now get it back out front to Conahan. Conahan left side. Kaiser. Back over to Rich, and Rich has it batted back at her. Concordia will inbound the basketball. Kelsey Heiser, that is, number 24. Hadn't really planned on seeing her. Double check the numbers on her. Rich looking to throw in on the far sideline. Rich, the spark plug off of the bench for this Concordia team. Started most of last year, if I remember correctly. Ball comes loose. Concordia comes away with it. Kelsey Heiser with the basketball. Comes back out front. Morris. Morris drives in. Kick out. Rich. Rich. Three. No good. Rebound controlled by Brianna Spronk for the defenders. Spronk and Spencer along with Jelsma into the ballgame at the last break. Heiser comes into tonight's contest, by the way, averaging 1.8 points per game. Sprock straight on three-pointer, very nearly banks it in. Here come the Concordia Bulldogs. Bulldog basketball, Conahan. Conahan at the free throw line, over to Rich. Rich, back left side to Bailey Morris. Round the horn they go, Concordia basketball, Heiser. Heiser will drive in, scoops it up on the right side, misses everything but the backboard, and here come the North College defenders off of the missed shot. 14:40 left to play. Here in the first half. Left side pass to Spencer. Gives it right back to Jelsma. Jelsma drives and is fouled on the play. Jessica Jelsma will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. As she was fouled in the act of shooting. So two free throws coming here for Jelsma. First free throw is good for Jelsma. Another one coming. So a second free throw on the way here for Jelsma. 6-3, Dord College down by three early. Second free throw is no good. And the rebound is cleared out by Concordia. Bulldogs racing back the other way. Drop it off left side. Missed. Oh, well, it looked like it was going to miss, but Kistler gets it to hang on the rim and drop through. And the North College defenders trail 8-3. 8-3, our score. Spronk in the backcourt gives it away to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma in the backcourt, double teamed. Looking for someone to pass to. Tries to pass it and it's tipped and she gets it back. 12 on the shot clock, and Jelsma hasn't made it across the half-court line yet. Gets it over to Marish. Marish to Spencer. Spencer, 12-footer, no good. Rebound taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma off of the glass, good. Jessica Jelsma with 3 points, and the defenders trail 8-5. Sedort College may be able to make something out of that last possession when it looked like they were going to come away empty. Concordia. Playing defense. Dort College gets the ball back. Spronk. Spronk has her pass tipped and controlled by Concordia. Missed shot, though, by Bailey Morris underneath. Ball still loose, and now a jump ball called alternating possession. I believe it will be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. Inbounding the basketball will be Marish. Marish looking in danger of a 5 seconds call. Gets the ball inbounded to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Donnell Bone walking it up. 13:30 remaining in the first half. North College trails 8-5. Jessica Jelsma with it. Tries to get it ahead to Spronk. And Spronk has it tipped away from her. Spronk has it tipped away out of bounds. North College basketball. Inbounding will be Marish for the defenders. On the baseline finds Jelsma. Jelsma, leaner in the lane, no good. And the rebound is cleared out by Kistler. Kistler will walk it up. Takes it across half court. Kistler to Conahan. Conahan back over to Kistler. Kistler gets it to Peets. Peets with the basketball. Peets goes left side over to Kometcher. Now a three up and down for Kristen Conahan. Her first field goal of the night. And the defenders trail. 11-5. 11-5, our score. Bringing the basketball up is Jelsma. Jelsma at the free throw line. Jelsma spins, goes right side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke shot, no good. Rebound, Jelsma. Jelsma up strong with the left hand off the heel, no good. Now a foul called on the rebound. That's going to go against the Dort College defenders and Jessica Jelsma. Concordia has the basketball. And the Bulldogs will bring it up. Concordia takes it across over to Pete's. Pete's shot no good. There for the rebound, though. Concordia kick out Kistler. Kistler's shot no good. Rebound controlled by Van Dyke. Here comes Dort College trailing 11-5. Into the front court is Bone. Bone with it on the right side, and Bone is fouled on the play by Conahan. Conahan whistled for the personal. So Dort College will inbound the basketball in front of the Concordia bench to my far right. Underneath it goes to Spencer. Spencer over to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma goes over to Marish. Marish with the ball. Marish, right side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, nothing there. Comes back over to Marish. Marish, left side, shot on the way, good. Elise Marish with the two-point basket, and the defenders trail 11-7. Concordia basketball. Women's basketball starting at 5 o'clock. Our men's game will follow at about 7. Concordia has the ball. Neither team has used a timeout yet. Dort College trailing by 4. Pass goes right side, Bertel. Bertel back out front. It goes Kistler. Kistler wheels to the lane to Lobota. Lobota in the lane back over to Conahan. Conahan, the runner, dumps it off for Bertel. Bertel layup good. Brittany Bertel with the two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 13-7. 13-7, our score. And the Dort College defenders take it across half court. Jessica Jelsma at center court. She passes left side over to Marish. Marish down to the baseline, picks up her dribble, comes back over to Spencer. Spencer dumps it to Van Dyke. Van Dyke puts it up in traffic, and she is fouled on the play, and Kara Van Dyke will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Checking into the ballgame for the defenders will be Brianna Spronk. Free throws on the way for Van Dyke first, though. Van Dyke, an 88% free throw shooter, makes the first one. She's got another one coming. Bailey Spencer will check out. Another free throw on the way. Second free throw by Van Dyke is good, so Van Dyke makes them both. And the defenders trail by 4, 13-9. 10:57 left to play in this first half. Concordia basketball. Pete's goes right side. Three-pointer missed it. No good. That's Kistler missing the three. Dort College gets the long rebound with Marish, and a travel violation called in the backcourt against Van Dyke. Van Dyke wanted to pass it to Jelsma, but Concordia was showing just enough pressure defense in the backcourt that she didn't feel comfortable making that pass. And as she tried to pull it back in, she traveled with the basketball. She was trying to find Marish open on the far sideline. Kristen Conahan over the basketball. She goes left side over to Pete's. Pete's around the horn, back to the top of the key, Kistler. Underneath, deflected, tipped, and coming away with it is Gasink. Kayla Gasink with the steal. Into the front court is Jelsma. Jelsma picks up her dribble. Looks for someone to pass to, trying to dump it underneath, and Van Dyke's going to be called for the personal foul. On the post defense applied by Concordia, the ball came free. Van Dyke tried to get to it, and Van Dyke gets called for the personal. So Concordia, Tracy Pete's inbounding on the far side. With the right side, Concordia. Concordia leading by 4. Nearing the midpoint of the first half of this one. Haven't had many stops in play. Conahan on the wing, comes back over to Bertel. Bertel back to the top of the key. Comes back Conahan on the left wing. They dump it down low for Lobota. Lobota working against Cook. Puts it up. Shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by the Dort College defenders. Coming up with it was Marish. Marish to Sprunk. Sprunk to Cook. Cook spin move in the lane. Dumps it back outside for Sprunk. Sprunk baseline jumper is good. Brianna Sprunk with a two-point basket. And the defenders trail 13-11. Concordia basketball, Pete's. Pete's on the wing. Gets the return pass. She's on the right side. Dump it down low. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dorr College. It'll be Concordia basketball underneath the basket. So Concordia will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Bulldogs to throw it in the form of Katie Rich. Rich triggers it. Gets it down low. On the return pass, throws it up off the glass, no good. Rebound deflected out long, taken away by Brookice. Here comes Kayla with it. Brookice at the free throw line, trying to find Marish, and threw it behind her. Ball goes out of bounds, last touched by the Dorr College defenders. It'll be Concordia basketball. And the Concordia Bulldogs throw it in. They get it to Rich. Rich again on the far side, and she's fouled on the play. So Katie Rich will go to the free throw line and will shoot two free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw by Rich is up and good. Another free throw coming for Katie Rich. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Rich makes them both. And the Dorr College defenders trail 15-11. Bringing the ball up is Jamie Cook. Cook picks up her dribble and she travels. Might have gotten helped with a little push from behind. The Dorr College defenders will now play defense. Bringing it up is Bailey Morris. Morris up front to Heiser. Three, no good. Rebound controlled by the Bulldogs. Concordia has the basketball. They'll reset the offense. They don't have much time. That shot failed to draw iron, so they've got 10 to shoot. Into the lane is Rich. Rich tries to dump it off, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It's Dorr College basketball. Dorr College to throw the ball in. They get it in on the sideline to Sprunk. Sprunk, one player by her. That's Rich. She'll bring it up court herself. And Sprunk is tied up on the play as she picks up her dribble. Rich dives in immediately and comes up with the steal. And we've got a timeout on the floor charge to the Dorr College defenders. 8:25 left to go in the first half. Concordia 15, Dorr College 11. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ireton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, Sanborn, member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home commercial investment and rental needs, 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. We're also online at hiltrealestate.com. Concordia with the basketball after the timeout by the defenders. Dorr College trailing by four, 8:17 remaining in the first half. They pass it down low. New player for Concordia, that is Katie Herther. Missed the shot, but Concordia comes away with a rebound and the putback. That's Bailey Morris. Morris with 4 points. And the defenders trail 17-11. 8 minutes left to play in the half. Danelle Bowen with the basketball across half court. She goes right side. They tried to dump it down low, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Concordia's Kelsey Heiser. It'll be Dort College basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Kayla Gaysink to throw it in for the defenders on the baseline. Gets it into Bowen. Bowen returns to Gaysink, and Gaysink doesn't establish herself inbounds before receiving the pass. And the ball returns to the Concordia Bulldogs. Concordia with the basketball. Concordia on the right corner. That's Rich. Rich double team, throws it out front for Morris. Morris picks up her dribble. It's deflected, picked off by Gaysink. Here comes Dort College. Gaysink on the left side. Gets it over to Bowen. Bowen misses the three. No good there for the rebound. And the putback attempt is Gaysink. Her shot hangs on the rim, won't drop through. And here comes Concordia. Outlet pass comes over to Kometcher. Kometcher left side. Morris. Back around the horn they go. Concordia playing four out, one in. They dump it into the corner to Heiser, and Heiser loses it out of bounds. Last touch by the Bulldogs. It'll be Dort College basketball. On the floor for the defenders right now, Bone, Gaysink, Marish, Brookice, and Sprunk. Gaysink gets the ball inbounded to Bone. Bone in the backcourt. 7 minutes remaining in the first half. Bone passes it left side over to Brookice. Brookice to Sprunk. Sprunk left corner just across the half-court stripe. Sprunk gives it away to Marish. Marish will put it up in traffic, and Marish is fouled on the play. Elise Marish will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. So a free throw on the way here for Marish. First free throw is up and good. She's got another one coming. Dort College now 4-for-5 from the free throw line. Trail in the contest 17-12 right now. Second free throw is good. Marish makes both free throws. She's shooting nearly 70% for the season. Makes both free throws, and the defenders trail 17-13. Concordia basketball, Bailey Morris across half court. Morris gives it up to Kistler. Now Conahan with it while out on the floor. Conahan to Morris. Morris with the ball. Morris gives it on the wing. Gets the return pass. Now it is Morris. Morris, seven to shoot for the Bulldogs. Back to Kistler. Underneath, three to shoot for the Bulldogs. Stolen away by Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. And Kayla Brookice will bring it up. Dort College trailing 17-13. Upside pass, Gaysink. Gaysink to Bowen. Bowen has it deflected and tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Concordia basketball. Rich will throw the ball in on the sideline. 6:02 left to play in the half. Pites with the basketball. Underneath Rich, she kicks it back out to Kistler. Underneath, shot is up and good for Pearson. Pearson got the loose ball, and she finishes in the lane. Her team trails, Dort College trails now 19-13. In the backcourt is Gaysink. They tried to double-team her. She gets it away to Cook. Cook over the top, Sprunk. Sprunk baseline jumper, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Concordia. Bulldogs coming back the other way. Kistler goes right side, gets the return pass now. Comes left side to Pites. Pites drives in and lost it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. Gaysink to throw it in. Gaysink to trigger. Looking. Gets it to Bone. Bone back over to Gaysink. Gaysink comes back over to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice gives it right side Cook. Cook underneath Sprunk. Sprunk gathers herself. Layup good. Brianna Sprunk with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 19-15. So the defenders hanging right in there with 5 minutes left to go in the half. Concordia basketball. Rich, top of the key three-pointer. She splashes it in. Katie Rich with 5 points. And the defenders trail 22 15. In the backcourt with the basketball is Cook. Cook comes back over to Bone. Bone with the ball. Danelle Bone passes right side over to Brookice. Brookice drives in with the right hand. Left side shot no good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Here come the Bulldogs trying to build on a seven-point lead that moments ago was down to four. Driving into the lane is Conahan. She has it tipped away as she went up in the air. Dort College batted it away. And the Concordia Bulldogs have the basketball back. So Pites will throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Concordia looking. They get the ball inbounded. No, it's thrown away on the sideline. Kistler unable to maintain possession of it. 22-15, Concordia leading by 7. Inbounding is Sprock. She gets it to Bone. Bone with the basketball in the backcourt. North College spreading the floor. Bone trying to draw the double team and then dump it away. She does that time. Gets it to Sprock. Sprock with it into the lane. Kick out pass. Brookice, 3. Good. Count the hoop, and we've got a foul on the play called on the defenders on the rebound. The foul shot will count. Foul's going to go on Caravan Dyke on what would have been the rebound attempt. So Van Dyke has just picked up her second personal. Bailey Spencer will check into the contest. Caravan Dyke will check out. Brookice's 3 will count. And the defenders are back to within 4 at 22-18 with 4 minutes remaining. Concordia basketball on the left side. Kistler, and Kistler loses it out of bounds. Dort College tapped it away, though. Concordia will have the possession. On the sideline, the Bulldogs inbound. Left side pass on the wing is Kistler. Kistler to Conahan. Conahan, 3, too strong, no good. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. No, it's going to be last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College with a chance to cut into the 4-point lead, 22-18. Inbounding will be Sprock. Sprock gets it to Jelsma. Jelsma over the basketball. Jelsma over the top. It comes to Bone. Bone left side. Sprock. Sprock down to the baseline and has it kicked away. Last touch by Dort College, they say. Concordia will have the basketball back. 3:39 left to play in the half. Concordia basketball. Walking it up is Conahan. Conahan goes over to Pites. Pites dumps it underneath Bertel. Bertel off of the glass, good. Brittany Bertel with 4 points. And the defenders trail 24-18. In the backcourt is Jelsma. Jelsma to Sprock. Sprock with it in the backcourt. Sprock to Brookice. Brookice with it, and she's going to be called for traveling. Turnover called against the Dort College defenders. And the Dort College defenders will size things up on defense. Brookice will guard Conahan and give it left side to Pites. Pites shot in the lane, no good. Rebound deflected by Brookice, and Brookice is fouled on the play. A Concordia player whistled for the personal. That's going to go on Bertel. Bertel whistled for her second personal foul. So Dort College will inbound, length of the floor in front of them. So Dort College walks back to the other end after thinking they were shooting a 1-1. Now Jelsma will inbound the basketball on the baseline. Length of the floor in front of her. Gives it to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice across half court at the free throw line. Stops. Goes underneath to Marish. Marish puts it up, and she is she turns and is unable to get the shot to go. It's partially blocked. Might have been a foul on the arm, and here comes Concordia with a chance to build on the 6-point lead. Concordia basketball, Kistler. Kistler goes right side, Conahan. Conahan, 2, good. Conahan from 12 on the right wing. Dort College trails 26-18. In the backcourt is Jelsma. Jelsma Gets the return pass from Brookeis. No, it's taken away by Concordia. Bulldogs have the basketball. They give it off to Conahan. Three, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Kistler for Concordia. Concordia basketball, left side, three, no good. Rebound, Jelsma. Jelsma is fouled on the play by Lori Loboda. Loboda whistled for her second personal foul. So free throws on the way for Jelsma. She was fouled on the rebound. This will be a 1-1 for Jelsma. So free throws coming here for Jessica Jelsma. Free throw is up. Free throw off the side of the rim. No good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. And we've got a carry called in the backcourt against Amber Kistler. Turnover back to the Dort College defenders. Inbounding the basketball, right side of the floor is Spronk in front of the scorer's table as Dort College heads to the far basket. Bone with it, 155 and counting. Goes left side over to Gaysink. Gaysink on the wing. Gaysink gives underneath, intended for Spronk, but Spronk has it tipped away from her. Here comes Concordia back the other way, pass through the lane. Controlled by Pites. Pites to Rich. Rich with the basketball. Concordia with a chance to push the lead to double digits. Concordia has the basketball. This is Pites. Pites goes back right side. Three on the way. No good by Kistler. Dort College rebounds and controls it. Marish over to Brookeis. Brookeis head full of steam. Bounces it for Spronk, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Concordia Bulldogs. It'll be Dort College basketball. Gaysink to throw it in. Gaysink has Spronk open. Finds her. Ball deflected out of bounds, though, by Concordia again. This is Jerrica Pearson. Pearson unable to control it. Ball goes out of bounds. Inbounding right side will be Gaysink again. Gaysink to trigger. Kayla Gaysink gets it into Bowen. 20 to shoot for the defenders, and we've got a foul on the play called on Concordia and Conahan. Kristen Conahan whistled for her second personal. Danelle Bone will go to the free throw line for a 1-1 opportunity. 1:17 left to go. First free throw by Bone is good. She's got another one coming. Dort College trailing 26-19, 1:17 left to go in the half. 26-20 now. So Danelle Bone makes both free throws. And the Dort College defenders will play defense. Kistler with it on the wing. Kistler to Rich, and a foul called on Bone. That's team foul number 6 on the defenders, number 2 against Danelle Bone. With 1:07 left to play in the half, the Dort College defenders trail 26-20. Rich will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. She gets the ball inbounded to Pietz. Pietz to Rich. Rich off of the glass with a soft touch. Good. Katie Rich with 7 points. And the defenders trail 28-20 over the basketball in the backcourt. Brookeis gets away from the trap. Goes right side over to Spronk. Spronk driving in. Puts it up off the glass. Good. Brianna Spronk with a 2-point basket. She's got 6, and the defenders trail 28-22. 40 seconds left to go. 40 seconds left to play in the half. Dort College down 6. Concordia driving is Morris. Morris, reverse layup attempt, no good. Rebound kick out, 3 on the way, no good by the Bulldogs. Long rebound, though, on the baseline, taken away by Morris, and Concordia can run it down for the final shot of the half. 20 seconds left to go in the half. Shot clock is off. Concordia has the basketball. Bailey Morris working against Brookeis. 10 to shoot. She goes right side over to Kistler. Kistler to Rich. Rich has it tipped away by Gaysink. 5.2 seconds remaining in the half, and the Dort College defenders will set up the defense, and Concordia will call a timeout. Concordia will use a 30-second timeout here. today's broadcast, made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. 5.2 seconds remaining in regulation. That's in halftime, I should say. Concordia, 28, North College, 22. Concordia inbounding the basketball. Rich gets it in to Pearson, and Pearson is fouled on the play. So North College, Kayla Adamson gets called for the personal foul. For Kayla, that's number one this evening. And free throws coming for Pearson. Two-shot situation as she was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw, no good. Pearson, a 67% free throw shooter. 3 seconds left to play in the half. A second free throw is up. This one is good, so Pearson makes one of two. It's 29-22. Long pass to Brooke Ice. Ball deflected. It's in the backcourt. Concordia will run out the clock. 29-22, our score. The North College defenders trailing the Concordia Bulldogs by 7. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We'll be taking a 2-minute break in just a moment. Tonight's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include C&H Pottery Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally waterborne environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Borenson's of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with first half statistics at halftime of this women's college basketball game right after this. Let's take a look at the statistics for the first half of play. The Dort College defenders, 7 of 19 from the floor, 36.8%, 1 for 4 on three-pointers. And in terms of free throws, the Dort College defenders were 7 of 9 from the charity stripe. For the Concordia Bulldogs, they were 12 of 35 from the floor in the first half, 34.3%. 2 for 12 on three-pointers, 16.7%. 3 for 4 on free throws for 75%. Concordia rebounding North College 20-17. Concordia, a 29-22 lead at halftime. Turnovers, North College 19 turnovers, Concordia 11. Concordia 10 steals, North College credited with 4. Before we give you the individual numbers, let's tell you who makes the broadcast of these games possible. They include American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. By Borenson's of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. On the web, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. And by C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Sorry if I sound a bit out of sorts, but trying to sort through some things here at halftime, multitasking, and need to get back to focusing on the task at hand. Taking a look at the point totals for the North College defenders. They are led by Brianna Sprunk, 6 points. She is 3 for 4 from the floor. 4 points for Kara Van Dyke. 4 for Elise Marish. 3 for Kayla Brookeis. 3 for Jessica Jelsma. 2 for Danelle Bone. For the Concordia Bulldogs, 7 for Katie Rich. 5 for Kristen Conahan. 4 for Brittany Bertel. 2 for Lori Laboda. 2 for Tracy Peets. 5 for Jerrica Pearson off of the bench. Rebounding, Kistler leading Concordia with 7. 3 each for Bailey Morris and Lori Laboda. For the North College defenders, 3 rebounds for Jessica Jelsma and Elise Marish. 2 for Kara Van Dyke, 2 for Kayla Gasing, 2 for Kayla Brookeis, and 2 for Brianna Sprunk. Assist totals, Jamie Cook has 2 assists for the defenders. 2 other players have 1 assist each. Amber Kistler credited with 6 assists in the first half for the Concordia Bulldogs, while Lori Laboda has 3 steals. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Let's take another 2-minute break and be back with more information for you at halftime. Dort College trails Concordia. Women's basketball, 29-22. Back with more after this. Well, we'll keep it right here. Today's broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. They're also online at HiltRealEstate.com and by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon and Orange City. Hull Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. Coming up this week on KDCR, more Dort College basketball doubleheader play, as the Dort College defenders will be facing the Dakota State Lady Tees and Trojans. We'll get started with the women's contest on Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, followed by the men's contest at about 8 o'clock. That'll be a non-conference twin bill. 1 week from today, the Dort College defenders back on the road as they continue a stretch of 3 Saturday road trips in a row into Nebraska. Next week, it's Fremont, Nebraska, as the defenders take on the Midland Warriors in GPAC basketball 1 week from today. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. If we get any GPAC scores, I'll pass them along to you so we can keep abreast of what's happening in the conference today. We'll have to work through some other avenues to try and get that job done, but we will try our best to accomplish that and keep you up to date on what's happening around the Great Plains Athletic Conference on this first Saturday of basketball in January. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, with services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. coming up for our second game of the day. It will be Dort College and Concordia in men's basketball play. Now, several people have asked why we had a 5 o'clock start time for this contest, and that was necessitated by Concordia's hosting a high school basketball tournament. A Lutheran high school basketball tournament this afternoon, and actually started play this morning at 9 o'clock. They hosted four high school games this morning and this afternoon. And also hosted, I believe, four games yesterday. So a busy day here in Seward, Nebraska with high school basketball. And because of that, we got bumped back to the 5 o'clock start time this evening for the women's contest. Very similar to last year, same scenario. And makes sense, same weekend in terms of when we made that made the road trip here to Seward, Nebraska last year. Dort College trails 29-22 at halftime. Dort College 7 of 19 shooting from the floor. They have taken 16 fewer shots than the Bulldogs. And largely in part due to 19 turnovers in the first half of this women's college basketball games, a game charged against the Dort College defenders. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker by the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Take a look at some of the Great Plains Athletic Conference standings and records heading into play today. In women's basketball, Morningside heading into play today. 7-1 in the conference, 13-4 overall. Concordia 6-2. In the conference, 13-2 overall. They're tied with Briarcliff, who's also 6-2 and 15-3. Northwestern part of that three-way tie at 6-2. They're 12-4 overall. Hastings, the Dort College opponent this past Wednesday night, 5-3 in the conference, 13-4 overall. And Mount Marty keeping pace right now with the top tier at 5-3 and 10-6. Doan receiving votes in the most recent NAIA poll, which was released back in early December. 4-4 overall. 4-4 in the conference. 8-5 overall. Then you drop down into a group of teams that are fighting for that last playoff spot here as we move to the midpoint of the GPAC season. Dakota Wesleyan and Nebraska Wesleyan 2-6 each. Dort College 2-7. Midland is 0-9. GPAC games scheduled today. Northwestern was at Doan. Dakota Wesleyan was at Nebraska Wesleyan. Morningside was at playing Briarcliff at the CNOS Classic at the Tyson Event Center, and Mount Marty is playing Hastings tomorrow in women's and men's basketball as they had a wrestling meet scheduled there today. Here are three GPAC scores for you in women's play. Northwestern defeated Doan 78-70. Dakota Wesleyan held off Nebraska Wesleyan 78-61, and Briarcliff comes back from a loss to Mount Marty with a vengeance as they knock off the Morningside Mustangs 97-84 this afternoon in Sioux City. One non-conference contest that found Dakota State losing to Midland 88-84. So the women's side of things completely finished off. And I would anticipate it won't take terribly long, and we'll probably get to men's basketball. We'll be able to pass those along to you as well, but that may be a few minutes, and we'll get to those during the men's contest this evening. Kayla Gasink inbounding the basketball at half court. Throws it in. It's deflected. Taken by Caravan Dyke, and now tied up on the play in a jump ball called alternating possession. Not hard to figure that one out. Dort College had the first possession of the second half. Concordia will have possession of the basketball now after forcing a tie-up off a deflected pass to start the second half. Concordia with the basketball, ball tipped, controlled by the Bulldogs. Left side, it's Tracy Peets. Peets comes back right side, Labota. Labota with the basketball, gives it up to Peets. Peets out front to Kistler. Kistler driving in, dumps it off and goes out of bounds. Dort College will set up the defense as they tipped it out of bounds. Throw the ball in, top of the key to Conahan. Conahan puts up a three and it whispers through. Three-point basket for Conahan. Conahan with 8 points. And the Concordia Bulldogs turning up the defensive pressure. Dort College trailing by 10, 32-22. Kayla Gasink stops and pops from 10 feet after breaking the press by herself. And the Dort College defenders trail 32-24. 32-24 our score for Gasink. That's her first basket of the day. Three-pointer on the way by Conahan. It's no good. Rebound controlled by Van Dyke. Caravan Dyke out. Let pass over the top to Brookice. Brookice, one player to beat. That's Bertel. Lays it up with the left hand. No good. Bertel, the six-foot post player, was able to get back and bother the shot enough. Now the floater on the baseline by Conahan is good. She's got five. And the defenders trail 34-24. So Concordia blew it up to a 10-point lead moments ago. Dort College answered. Now they're down by 10 again. Jamie Cook with the basketball. Cook gets it swung back outside to Bone. Bone with the basketball to Brookice. Brookice to Cook. Cook right hand in the lane. Good. Jamie Cook with her first 2 points this evening. Dort College trails 34-26. Concordia basketball, Peets. Peets swings it right side over to Labota. Labota underneath to Bertel. Bertel shot in the lane. The post player is good. Brittany Bertel from the right block got the shot to go, and the two teams swapping buckets right now. Jamie Cook in the backcourt. Shovels it back off to Danelle Bone. Concordia is going to go with a line change here. Five in, five out at the next break. Jamie Cook passes left side over to Brookice. Brookice with the ball. Brookice puts it on the deck, sidesteps the defensive player, lays it up, right hand, left side, good. Kayla Brookice with 5 points. Dort College trails by 8, 36-28. With it on the right side, Concordia basketball. Kistler comes back right side. Kistler on the return pass. Her three, no good, off the heel. Rebound controlled by the Bulldogs. Well, beg your pardon, Dort College comes away with it now. Not a cleanly played game by any means this evening. Dort College has been able to slow the pace down a little bit, and that has kept them within striking distance at 36-28. Five in and five out for the Bulldogs. Morris, Kvetcher, Rich, Pearson, and Heiser on the floor. Van Dyke checked out of the ballgame for Dort College, and Sprunk checked in. 17:06 left to play in the half, in the ball game. Three-pointer on the way. Jamie Cook off the side of the iron. No good. Rebound taken away by Morris. Now tipped and controlled by Gasink. Kayla Gasink back over to Spronk. Spronk lay in. Good. Brianna Spronk with 8 points. And the Dort College defenders trail 36-30. Rich with the basketball. Rich fires it back outside. Three. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by the defenders, and Brookice steps on the sideline out of bounds. It'll be Concordia basketball. So Concordia will inbound the basketball. Elise Maris checks in. Jamie Cook will check out.
Hey, don't let 32 get it.
Kelsey Heiser will throw it in for the Bulldogs. She gets the ball inbounded to Morris. Morris comes right side. They dump it underneath. This is Pearson. Pearson kick out pass. Morris. Morris three. Missed it. No good. Rebound controlled by Gasink on the weak side. Gasink gets it over to Bone. Bone to Marish. And Marish has it stolen by Morris before she could get the pass. Morris coming back the other way over the top of Kayla Gasink. And Morris gets it to go. She's got six. And the defenders trail by eight. 38-30. Bone with the basketball, double teamed in the backcourt, and we've got a foul called on Concordia in the backcourt. That's going to go on Kelsey Heiser, her first. They inbound the basketball, get it over to Spronk, Spronk with it. Spronk driving in, comes back over to Brookice, right side, three, no good. Rebound, Marish, mistimed her jump, ball deflected out. Brookice had it momentarily. Now it's tipped and controlled by Concordia and Pearson. Pearson caught up in the air, passes it right side over to Morris. Into the left corner, shot no good. Rebound controlled by the defenders. And coming up with it is Brookice. Brookice for the basketball. Brookice across half court. Now Spronk. Spronk in the lane, her shot no good, and the rebound controlled by Rich. Rich tries to feed it in front to Heiser. She tracks it down on the sideline, and Heiser is called for stepping on the sideline out of bounds. It will be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets the basketball back on the sideline. Marish to trigger it. She gets it into Bone. Bone with the basketball back over to Marish. Marish in the backcourt. Marish comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma on the left elbow. Jelsma gives it back over to Gasink. Gasink shot no good. And over the back foul is going to go against Brianna Spronk on the ensuing scrum. So Dort College turns it over on the foul call on the offensive rebound. Concordia gets the basketball. Morris. Right side, Rich. Rich, head full of steam, throws it up off the glass, and we've got a blocking foul called on Elise Marish. That one could have gone either way. And that time it goes against the Dort College defenders. 38-30, our score. Concordia will send Rich to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Katie Rich with two coming. First one is up and good. Another one on the way for Rich. Second free throw by Rich is up, rattles it, no good. Rebound controlled by the defenders and Marish. In the backcourt with it is Gasink. Gasink double team. Comes back over to Jelsman. Dort College with it into the front court. 19 to shoot. Gasink swings it right side, Spronk. Spronk, ball fake, into traffic. Three players around her, she lost it. Concordia comes up with the basketball. Heiser gives it right side over to Morris. Morris lay-in good. Back to a 10-point ball game at 40-30 and a timeout on the floor charged to the Dort College defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull. Member FDIC in the community by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. With the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Gasing throws it in after the timeout. Got a foul in the backcourt called on the Concordia Bulldogs. Dort College gets the ball inbounded. They get it over to Bone. Bone to Jelsma. Jelsma with it in the backcourt. Picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Gasing. Kayla Gasing, top of the key, Jelsma. Jelsma, left side, Spronk, baseline, no good. Took a 15-footer and missed it on the left baseline. Here comes Concordia with the basketball. Kristen Conahan takes it up. They go into the middle of the floor. Concordia has the basketball. They swing it around. Conahan on the left wing, steps beyond the three-point line, thought about the three, decided against it. Nearly a push on Jelsma. Got away with one there. Comes back Pete's. Pete's shot no good. York College has the basketball. Coming back the other way is Spronk. Spronk, a head full of steam, lays it up too strong with the left hand. Marish had her hands on it. Now we're running back the other way. Concordia with the basketball. Bulldogs driving in, a floater, shot no good, rebound tipped and controlled by the defenders, and Marish. Marish ahead to Spronk, Spronk underneath all by herself, layup good. Crazy sequence there, neither team able to hang on to the basketball. Dort College finally does, and the defenders trail by 8, 40-32, and Dort College still trying to scratch and claw and keep themselves in this basketball game. With it in the back, in the front court, Concordia. They pass it right side to Bertel, and we've got a hand check called on the defenders. I believe that's going to go on Marish. No, it's going to go on Spronk instead. Spronk whistled for her third personal. She'll check out with 10 points to her credit. Concordia inbounding the basketball. Ball deflected. Marish nearly had it. It's taken back by Loboda. Loboda gives left side. Three on the way is up and down for Kistler. Kistler with five. She averages 13.9 points per game to lead this team, and the Concordia Bulldogs have taken their biggest lead of the game at 43-32. Jelsma with the basketball on the left side. Her shot is good from 12. Jessica Jelsma with five. And the defenders trail by 9 again, 43-34, 12:18 left to play in the game. Concordia basketball, right side. Kistler tries to throw cross court. It's taken away by Brookice. Here comes Dort College. Brookice into the front court, stops on the post, gives it underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Her shot is good. 6 points for Van Dyke. And the defenders are back to within 7. Back-to-back buckets by Dort College. Concordia has it. Three-pointer. No good by Conahan. And a foul called in the backcourt against Concordia. Foul called on the Bulldogs. Dort College will have it. Team foul number 3 on Concordia in this half. So throwing it in will be Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma looking, still looking, gets it into Cook. Cook gives it back to Jelsma, and Jelsma is fouled in the backcourt. So Dort College will have the basketball in the backcourt as they were fouled in the backcourt. Throwing the ball in will be Jelsma. Jelsma looking, gets it into Cook. Cook with it at the free throw line in the backcourt. Fresh 30 for Dort College to work with after that foul call in the backcourt. Danelle Bowen with the basketball. Four fouls on the Concordia Bulldogs, by the way. Cook across half court to Brookice. Brookice on the right side, and Brookice travels with it. Coach Craig Steensma wanting a foul call, and I can't blame him in all honesty. Right in front of me looked like Brookice got hit across the arms as she tried to come to a stop. Concordia will have the basketball, now leading by 8 at 44-36. I thought it was a 7-point ball game. Moments ago it had a 43 on the board, so somewhere along the line they found one that was missing initially, evidently. Pass comes left side, Pete's. Pete's down to the baseline, puts it up, short-armed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Bertel, her shot no good. Rebound long, taken away by Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice across half court, picks up her dribble, gets it over to Cook. Cook in the lane with the left hand, good. Jamie Cook with a 2-point basket. Dort College trails 44-38. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Concordia Bulldogs. They'll use a full-length timeout. They've got four remaining. North College also with four timeouts remaining. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hullyers, and Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at 712-722-4472. Pass goes inside to Pearson. She kicks it out. Three on the way, no good. North College with a defensive stand. Here come the defenders down by six. 44-38. Cook had that rebound. Got the outlet over to Jelsma. Jelsma underneath Gasing. Gasing spins on the baseline. Her shot hangs on the rim, won't go through. Rebound taken away by the Bulldogs. Here comes Concordia with the basketball. Concordia gives it off Morris. Morris with it on the right side. She comes back over to Beth Kometcher. Through the lane pass over to Rich. Rich draws Van Dyke up into the air, and Kara Van Dyke's called for the personal foul. It's foul number three on Van Dyke. Free throws on the way for Katie Rich. Katie Rich with 6 points this evening. She'll shoot two as she was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw is up and good. Another one coming. Trying to extend it back to an 8-point ball game. Rich is a 66% free throw shooter. Right now she's 4 for 5. She's 5 for 6 this evening. Rich now with 10 points. And the defenders have the basketball. Jamie Cook takes it across half court, gets it right side, Gasing. Gasing back over to Bone. Bone with the basketball. North College has been outscored 17-16 here in the second half. Kara Van Dyke turns into lane, has it stripped free. Here come the Bulldogs, leading by eight with a chance to match their biggest lead with a three. It's no good. Rebound taken away by Bone. Bone with the basketball. And Danelle Bone will bring it up. Bone gives it off to Jelsma. Jelsma misses the short shot. Here comes Concordia back the other way. Concordia enjoying an 8-point lead. They've held Dord College at arm's length most of this one. Bailey Morris with the 2-point basket. She's got 10 tonight. And the defenders trail by 10, 48-38. Left side, Bone. Bone gives it up. Van Dyke. Van Dyke will spot up, shoots a three, fails to draw iron. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. So North College on defense, trailing by 10. Concordia trying for a little more breathing room. They've led by as many as 11 this evening. 8:40 and counting. In the ballgame, down to the baseline, Concordia. That was Kistler. Comes back into the corner to Rich. Rich, right side, three, missed everything, no good. Three-point attempt by Kometcher. And Ord College gets the ball back after it glances off of the baseline, out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. So Ord College will have it. North College trailing by 10, 8:27 left to go in the game. Ball inbounded to Bone. Bone's in the backcourt. Tries to get it to Gasing. Gasing deflects it. Picks it back up. Now gives it right side back over to Brookice. Brookice to Marish. Marish to Brookice. Brookice out front underneath Van Dyke, and she's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Jerrica Pearson. So Pearson whistled for the personal. That's number two on Pearson. Dort College throwing it in. Gasing gets it into Bone. Bone with it on the baseline. Bone, nothing there, and actually has it stripped away. Morris comes out with it. Here comes Concordia. Dropping it off underneath. Two-point basket for the Bulldogs. And number 34, Dawn Martin. Martin with a two-point basket. Underneath is Marish. Marish shot no good. Rebound controlled by Brookice. Brookice, 17 to shoot. Kicks it out. Gasing misses everything. Rebound taken away by Marish. Marish off of the glass. Good. Elise Marish finishes after Dort College misses on a pair of shots, and it's still a 10-point ball game as the two teams trade buckets. 50 to 40, our score. Dort College uses a full-length timeout. They've got three timeouts remaining. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van Inglen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. Also by American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall. Member FDIC and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home commercial investment and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue, next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Concordia basketball, they go into the corner, dump it down low to Pearson. Pearson fires it back outside, three on the way, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Bailey Morris for the Bulldogs. Morris with the basketball. Her ball passes tip. Brookice saved in. Gasing. Gasing for the basketball. A lot of contact. No call made. Now a blocked shot at the free throw line. And here come the Concordia Bulldogs. Putting it up is Rich. Rich is fouled on the play as Caravan Dyke tried to take the charge. And they say Caravan Dyke was inside the charge ring, so Van Dyke whistled for her fourth personal. 7:01 left to play. Van Dyke was clearly set, but she was inside that little half circle underneath the hoop where you can't draw a charge. And Katie Rich makes one of two free throws. 11 points now for Rich, and the Concordia Bulldogs lead at 51-40. Bone passes left side Cook. Cook underneath to Marish. Marish turn around. Her shot no good. Rebound controlled by the Bulldogs. Here comes Concordia. Bailey Morris with it on the right side. Morris goes on the wing. That's Heiser. Back around front to Rich. Rich guarded by Bone. Bone to Heiser. They go down low. Kick it out to Morris. Morris down to the baseline. Her jumper is good from 12. Bailey Morris with 12 points. And the Concordia Bulldogs will use a timeout, leading 53-40, their biggest lead of the ballgame at 13. 6:20 remaining in the ballgame. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 6:20 remaining in regulation. Earlier today, GPAC scores. In women's play, it was Northwestern over Doan, 78-70. Dakota Wesleyan, 78. Nebraska Wesleyan, 61. Briar Cliff defeats Morningside, 97-84. The women's standings then, up to this point. Morningside falls to 7-2. Briar Cliff improves to 7-2. Northwestern is 7-2. Doan falls to 4-5. Dakota Wesleyan is 3-6. Nebraska Wesleyan falls to 2-7. In the backcourt is Gasing. Picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Cook. Cook has to retrieve it. In the backcourt, two players around her. Fires it back over to Gasing. Gasing into the front court. Gasing will let traffic clear now. Under 6 minutes remaining in the ballgame. Bone dumps it up for Gasing. Gasing head fake, puts it up in traffic. Good. Two-point basket for Kayla Gasing. She's got 4 points. And the defenders trail 53-42. Missed shot on the other end. Cook comes away with a rebound. They pass it to Brookice. Brookice will bring it across half court. Brookice left side over to Bone. Bone with it in between the circles. Danelle Bone gets a screen. She's going to drive. Right hand puts it up, and she's fouled on the play by Rich. So Dort College will shoot free throws with Danelle Bone. Danelle Bone averaging 6.1 points per game this season. She'll shoot two here as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Dort College down 9. First free throw by Bone is up, no good. Our officials, by the way, tonight, Gaylord Brockmeyer, Chris Rump, and Craig Clement, as assigned by the Great Plains Athletic Conference for this evening's contest. Another free throw on the way for the defenders, trying to make it a 10-point ball game. 5:29 left to go. Free throw is up, short, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke, put it on the floor and has it stripped. Now a jump ball. It should be Dort College basketball, and it is. So Dort College will inbound the basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Danelle Bone. Bone gets it inbounded to Jelsma. Jelsma deep in the corner, comes back out front to Cook. Cook puts it on the floor one time back over to Jelsma. Jelsma tries to get it down low to Van Dyke, and it's kicked by a Concordia player. Tracy Peets called for the kick. Dort College will have it out of bounds. 16 seconds on the shot clock. 5:14 on the game clock. Dort College down 11, 53-42. Inbounding is Cook. Gets it to Brookice. Brookice for the basketball. Brookice to Bone. Bone out front to Van Dyke. Van Dyke underneath Cook. Cook gets around her defensive player. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Jamie Cook with 6 points. And the defenders trail by 9 again. Down to the baseline is Peets. And Peets runs over the top of Kara Van Dyke, and that time Van Dyke is outside the circle. Foul's going to go on Tracy Peets. That's her first, I believe. I beg your pardon. I missed a couple there. She's got 3. 4:55 left to go in regulation. Dort College trailing 53-44. In the backcourt with the basketball is Brookice. Brookice across the timeline. And Kayla tries to pass it off. It's tipped, and now a foul called in the backcourt on Brookice after the turnover. And the Concordia Bulldogs will have it back. Spronk checks into the contest. Cook will check out. .446 left in regulation. Concordia has the basketball. Bailey Morris. Morris goes right side to Kristen Conahan, and her pass is taken away by Spronk. Dort College bringing the basketball up. With it in the backcourt is Bone. Bone with it. Bone comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma on the right side. Jelsma out front, driving, left hand, puts it up. It's good. Jessica Jelsma with a 2-point basket. She's got 7. And the defenders trail 53-46. Dort College trying to give themselves a shot in this one. Concordia basketball on the left baseline. Conahan. Conahan layup no good. Rebound taken away by Spronk. And Spronk is fouled on the play by Rich. Katie Rich whistled for the personal foul, her first. Dort College will walk the other way and shoot a 1-1. So free throws on the way for the defenders and Brianna Spronk. Spronk with 10 points. First free throw on the way for Brianna is up off the heel, no good, and grabbing it out of the air is Concordia's Bailey Morris. Past 4 minutes left to go in the contest. They go down right side, shot on the way, the finger roll by Kelsey Heiser. Heiser with her first field goal of the night. Dort College trails 55-46. 9-point ball game. And in the backcourt, we've got a blocking foul called on Bailey Morris, and we'll shoot free throws again on the other end. Free throws coming here for Donnell Bone. Bone, 2-for-4 from the free throw line tonight. She's got a 1-and-1 coming here. Dort College will be on the double bonus from here on out. We've got a timeout on the floor, charged to the Concordia Bulldogs. This will be a full-length timeout. I believe they've got two remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Shelter, Orange City, Hull Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. So Dort College hanging around. They had the lead down to as few as 7 moments ago. Now it is back to a 9-point ball game, 55-46, but they've got an opportunity to cut into the lead. Free throw for Bone is up and good, so Donnell Bone makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. Second free throw is up, and that one's good as well. So Bone makes them both. She's got 4 points for the night. Concordia into the front court. Underneath it goes Rich. Rich wants to run clock. Instead gets it over to Heiser. Heiser with the basketball. She comes back out front to Pearson. Underneath for Rich, and a foul called on Brianna Spronk. Brianna Spronk whistled for her fourth personal. And free throws on the way here for Rich. 55-48, Dort College. Down 7, make it 8 as Rich makes her first free throw attempt. Another free throw on the way for Rich. Free throw is up, and the free throw is good. So Katie Rich makes them both. According to my count, she's got 13. And the defenders trail by 57-48. Shot by Cook is blocked. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Concordia coming back the other way, and a kick called on Donnell Bone. So the defenders trail by 9, 57-48. Looking at the scoreboard incorrectly. 57-48, Dort College down 9. Concordia inbounding the basketball. 3:02 remaining. 25 to shoot for the Bulldogs. Conahan with 10 points. She's on the perimeter. She'll float up a 3. It's no good. Rebound taken away by Rich. Rich gives it up. Shot is good by the post player Pearson. Pearson with 5. And a foul called on Heiser at half court. Heiser whistled for her second personal. And that'll be foul number 10 on the Bulldogs in this half. Kayla Gasink will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First free throw is up. No good by Kayla. A second free throw on the way for Gasink. This one's up and good. So Gasink makes one of two. She's got 5 points, averaging 6.4 points per contest. And the defenders trail 59-49. A 10-point difference. Concordia over the basketball. Concordia will run clock. Ball deflected. Stolen by Gasink. Gasink, one player to beat. Puts it up in traffic. Can't get the shot to go, but she is fouled. Gasink will shoot two free throws as she's fouled in the act of shooting after the steal. Gasink with 5 points. Can make it a single-digit ball game again here with 2:27 remaining. First free throw by Gasink is good. She's got another one coming. 59-50, Concordia with a 9-point lead. And the free throw is up and down for Gasink. And it's an 8-point ball game, 59-51. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast is made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. We're on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. And by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Told you about the scores from earlier today in women's college basketball. Neglected to tell you about the non-conference game won by Midland over Dakota State, 88-84. Dort College trails by 8, but running out of time. 2:27 left to go in the game. Dort College down 59-51. Concordia has the basketball. So Concordia will inbound length of the floor in front of them. Rich gets the ball inbounded to Bailey Morris. Morris, backup point guards, logged a lot of minutes this evening. Works it up against Bone. Passes right side. Concordia's Conahan. Conahan tries to pass it, and it's tipped and controlled by the Bulldogs. Bulldogs still maintain possession of it. 10 to shoot. They get a screen out front. Conahan, step back three, put it up, rattled it. No good. Rebound controlled by the defenders. Here comes Dort College into the front court. Dort College with the ball. They come back over to Gasink. Gasink, that's Kayla, gives it over to Kayla Brookice. Now to Bone. 1:49 remaining. They dump it down low for Marish. Marish, turn around, shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by the Bulldogs and Conahan. Conahan will walk it up against Brookice. They get it back over to Conahan after the quick pass. 12 to shoot. Concordia running clock. Conahan will dribble through the heart of the lane. Layup is good. And the Dort College defenders give up the two-point basket to Conahan. She's got a dozen points. It's 10 points again, 61-51. Shot in the lane won't go down for the defenders. Rebound, though, for Sprunk. 1 minute left to go in the contest. Pass goes right side over to Brookice. Brookice to Marish. Marish underneath Sprunk. Sprunk tied up on the play. And a jump ball alternating possession. It will be Concordia basketball. So Concordia gets the basketball back, leading by 10, 61-51. Pass inbounded to Conahan. Conahan takes it up. She passes left side Pearson. Pearson lost it. Van Dyke tips it away. Picked back up by Pearson. Pearson over to Conahan. Conahan over the basketball. Conahan is fouled on the perimeter by Brookice. And Conahan will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot a 1-1. So free throws on the way here for Conahan, a 1-1. First one is up and good. Conahan with 13. She's got another one coming. Extends the lead to 11 at 62-51 with under a minute left to play. A couple more games for the defenders next week. They host Dakota State. They travel to Midland. Second free throw is good as well for Conahan. Conahan with 14. And Danelle Bone has the basketball. She goes right side over to Brookice. She reigns in a three-point basket. Kayla Brookice with 8 points. And the defenders trail 63-54. Brookice now with 8 points. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College calling a timeout with 33.2 seconds remaining. Defenders trail by 9. A lot of things have to go your way in order to get the job done here. The Dort College defenders trailing by 9, and Concordia has the basketball. Tonight's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hull. Member FDIC on the community by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Concordia will inbound the basketball length of the floor in front of them. Rich will throw it in. Gets the ball inbounded to Conahan. Conahan across half court. Conahan gets around Brookice. Conahan into the lane, nothing there. 24 seconds on the clock. And Brookice is called for a reach-in foul. Conahan will go to the free throw line to shoot two as she was fouled out on the perimeter, but that was foul number 10 on the defenders. Beg your pardon, just foul number 9. I thought they had 9 up on the board already, but that is foul number 9 on the defenders. 1-1 for Conahan. Conahan now with 15. And the defenders lead 64, trail 64-54, now 65-54. Dort College down by 11. Left side pass, Spronk. Spronk, three, no good. Gets her own rebound back in the lane. It's loose, picked up by Rich. Back over to Heiser, and that's going to be the ball game. Our final score will be Concordia 65, Dort College 54. The defenders fall to 6-11 overall, 2-8 in the conference. Concordia improves to 14-2 overall and 7-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a two-minute break and be back with a recap of tonight's women's college basketball game right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders fall by a final score of 65-54 this evening to the Concordia Bulldogs in Great Plains Athletic Conference women's college basketball play. The Dort College defenders numbers look like this. 20 of 50 from the floor was Dort College for 40%. 2 of 10 on three-pointers for 20%. 12 for 18 on free throws And that figures out to 66.7%. For the Concordia Bulldogs, they were 24 of 65 from the floor this evening. They got off 15 more shots from the floor than the Dort College defenders did, and that's going to be a stat we continue to watch as the season progresses. Dort College struggling with turnovers, especially in the first half of this women's college basketball game. Got the turnovers under control to a certain degree in the second half. Committing just 9 second half turnovers. Ended up with 27 for the ballgame, 17 for the Bulldogs this evening. Concordia 17 steals. Dort College credited with 8 steals this evening. Rebounds. Concordia rebounded Dort College 39 to 37. Concordia credited with 13 offensive rebounds. Dort College with 8 offensive rebounds. Individually, Dort College was led by Brianna Spronk with 10 points. She was 5 for 10 from the floor. 8 points for Kayla Brookeis, 3 for 7 from the floor. 7 points for Jessica Jelsma, 3 for 6 from the deck. 7 for Kayla Gasing, 2 for 7 from the floor, 3 for 4 on free throws. 6 points each for Kara Van Dyke and Jamie Cook. 6 points for Elise Marish. 4 points for Danelle Bone. For the Concordia Bulldogs, 16 for Kristen Conahan. She was 4 for 4 from the free throw line after going 5 for 15 from the field goal, or from the floor. 13 points for Katie Rich, 12 for Bailey Morris. She was 6 of 9 from the floor and had 5 rebounds. 6 points for Brittany Bertel. She didn't play a lot in the second half. 7 for Jerrica Pearson, 3 for Amber Kistler, 2 for Lori Loboda and Tracy Peets, 3 for Amber Kistler, 2 for Kelsey Heiser, and 2 for Dawn Martin for their total of 65 points. The Dort College defenders were led in rebounding tonight by Kayla Brookeis with 6. Kara Van Dyke had 5. Brianna Spronk had 5. Elise Marish also had 6 rebounds. 2 rebounds for Jamie Cook, 1 for Danelle Bone, and 1 for Bailey Spencer. For the Dort College defenders in assists, Jamie Cook had 2. Kayla Brookeis had 2. Danelle Bone had 2. Kayla Gasink with 4 steals. Kayla Brookeis had 3. For the Concordia Bulldogs tonight on the boards, Amber Kistler ended up with 9. 6 for Jerrica Pearson, 4 for Katie Rich, 4 for Lori Loboda, 5 for Bailey Morris, 2 each for Brittany Bertel, Tracy Peets, and Kristen Conahan. Amber Kistler credited with 8 assists, 2 assists each for Tracy Peets, Kristen Conahan, and Katie Rich. 4 steals for Rich in 24 minutes of play. 3 steals for Bailey Morris and 3 steals for Lori Loboda. Our final score, Concordia 65, Dort College 54. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Let's take another two-minute break and be back with more as we wrap up the women's game and get set for the men's contest. Let's take that two-minute break. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Coach Craig Steensman has not made his way out of the locker room yet. We're about 12 minutes away from the start of our men's basketball game. earlier this evening. You just heard the Dort College Defender women fall by a final score of 65-54. Dort College Defenders lose by 11. And Coach Craig Steensma has made his way out of the locker room. And, Coach, disappointing first half for your team. You fought to stay in it, but one of those keys we talked about was turnovers, and that allowed Concordia too many shots, and they were just in the driver's seat most of the ball game this evening.
Yeah, you know, it's things that we continue to work on in practice that we think we're getting better at, and the pace of the game sometimes just does us in. And, you know, we need to get better at being able to play faster. And I don't know if it's experience or what, but, you know, it's just disappointing to turn over 19 times. And some of them are just unforced. We didn't jump stop, or we thought we saw somebody and we just kind of flipped it up in the air. And, you know, we just have to value the ball more. And it's an old story right now. I'm sure you're pretty tired of me saying it, but, you know, that 27-17 difference in turnovers is the difference in the game. If you figure that they make half their shots, that's the 10-point difference. And, you know, I thought our effort was outstanding on the defensive end. One of our emphases was to really, really own the three-point line, and they were 4-for-26. You know, we battled them on the boards pretty much even. You know, it's just a matter of having those, you know, the turnover column, once again, you know, wasn't in our favor.
We didn't have what some people in the conference have termed what Concordia and Briarcliff do, is basically just trying to turn the game into chaos with their defensive pressure. It never felt like that happened this evening.
No, we were able to control the pace a little bit more. You know, I thought we attacked well, but we didn't finish well in the first half. And, you know, we settled for 15 or 17 footers when we could maybe had layups. And, you know, we'll see on the tape. We'll take a look and see. And, yeah, it's just, you know, it's another loss in the conference. And we will continue to battle. You know, we learned some things today again. And we will go back to, you know, working hard on Monday and working at decreasing that turnover column total.
Dakota State, the opponent on Wednesday, do you basically try to treat Wednesday night almost like a conference game simply because we're in the midst of that right now, or do you change it all?
No, we're not going to change anything. It's you know, we're treating it like a conference game, and you know, we're treating it as we need to win that ball game just to win. And so as we prepare for the second round of conference play, where we've played everybody once now, you know, we need to work at how can we improve ourselves and give ourselves a better shot each and every night out the second time around, and really challenge the kids to do that. And so that, you know, that's part of the plan. The part of the plan is Monday we start our second half of school, kind of, and we start our second half of the season. We get that one preseason game against Dakota State. You know, we'll make the most of it, hopefully, but then Saturday we get back into the conference season.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensma talking about tonight's contest with the Dort College Defenders and the Concordia Bulldogs. The Dort College Defenders on the short end of a 65-54 decision here this evening against the Concordia Bulldogs in women's conference basketball play. Let's take a two-minute break, and we'll be back setting up the setting the stage for the men's basketball game right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Back with more right after this.